everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 3. It's our instant cast. We just finished watching.
Sad times.
Sad times. I'm still, like, in shock. I'm kind of in denial right now.
Yeah, I think we both are.
I don't want to believe it. Like, I'm already seeing people online. Make sure, okay, just before we go any further, because I don't want any spoilers, please make sure you have watched episode 3, season 6, episode 3 of The Walking Dead before listening.
Yeah.
Unless you just don't mind being spoiled. But I already see people online making reasons as to why Glenn may still actually be alive.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, he fell. Nicholas's body is on top of him. And that was really Nicholas's body that we saw being eaten. Now, what's the chances of that? Is it possible or it's just not even possible?
I don't know. Because I'm pretty sure they finished with Nicholas' body.
They're going to move to Glenn.
Yeah, they're going to move to Glenn's body. So.
Wow. I mean, we called it. Well, you called it last week.
Yeah.
That was your most likely die. Mine was Abraham. And we saw him a little bit this episode. But I was scared for a few characters. Michonne.
Still scared for a few characters.
Rick.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I'm like, is Rick about to die? Are they gonna go there?
And what happened with Rick's hand? Did he cut himself?
That's what we were looking. That's what I was like, it happened so fast. It's like when he got up to those walkers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened. I do know, and I don't consider this a spoiler because I don't read the graphic novels, but you just, when you're online, you hear people talking about it because people just love to tell you what they know. And I know that, like, the governor, I believe, cut Rick's hand off or something around there. So I don't know if they're playing around with that idea. Of course, the governor's dead, but if they're going to play around with the idea of maybe Rick losing his hand. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or if it was just a cut and it was just bothering him the whole episode.
Yeah, it's no telling. I want to know. I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, I can't. And it doesn't look like we're going to see any of Rick next week. Any of the characters, really.
You know, Walking Dead does that. They give you, like, a fantastic episode, and then don't talk about it the next episode.
A lot of shows do that, though.
Yeah, and they know we're fiending for it.
Right. Because now that I didn't have any doubt in my mind that Glenn died, but then when I start seeing people talk about it, I'm like, oh, now they're giving me hope. And I know I won't find out next week. I'll have to wait another week, probably at the least, to see if it's true.
Man, he shouldn't have took that punk-ass Nicholas with him.
Yeah, Nicholas, I said he can't even kill himself, right? I mean, how you kill yourself and take someone with you? Like, come on. Was it Nicholas's fault or did Glenn reach out? How did they end up both falling?
I don't know. I think Glenn was more in shock because it sounded like his ears was ringing. Yeah. And he just probably just lost balance.
And that's why I'm like, why was Glenn trying to save Nicholas so hard? It was just...
Well, you know, Nicholas was a part of their group now. You know, Glenn tried to protect everyone in the group.
Right.
I mean, once you're Glenn's family, he's going to protect you.
But now Maggie, and I've seen some stuff about Maggie, too. I mean, she's already lost so much. So it's like, I don't even know. I don't know what to think. I don't know.
I'm just shocked. This was a shocking episode.
Yeah.
Even though I predicted Glenn to die. Now I'm sad, man. Did I put this in the atmosphere?
No. It was written.
Is it my fault, people?
No, it was already written. But even though, like, even when they were in that store, it just, the more it focused on Glenn, because Walking Dead has a very big habit of doing that, the more they focus on people, you know they're going to die. So, like, even that person that once again was doubting Rick, I was like, okay, he's going to die. And he died. Because every time they focus on someone a lot, or they're talking shit, or whatever the case may be, they end up dying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not all the time, because they did focus on Heath a lot this episode. But I think at the end of the episode, Heath's lesson was, everything's not as black and white.
Right.
So.
You may have to leave some people.
So I would love to see where he's going to go.
I think Heath is going to be with us for a while.
I hope so. And then Rick, I was so scared Rick was about to die. When he was sitting there in the car, and I'm like, I know something's about to happen. And he and we see what happened with Morgan. Morgan let that guy out with a gun, but Rick killed him. So that's done. That was that one gun they had.
Yeah.
And then he killed the people that were standing outside. But now the herd is there. So I wonder how he's going to get out of this one. He just better hurry up and get out and run.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, at this point, what else is there to do?
I would have got out soon as I seen him come out the woods.
Right.
I would have got to start running. But then, you know, Rick's real tired.
He just ran.
Yeah, he just ran like half a marathon.
Right.
Then he had to fight some people at the end of the marathon. He's tired right now.
Oh, it's going to be a hard one as far as I ain't fearing shit. Like, it's really going to be a hard one because a lot of people were pretty brave this episode.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Even the people, some of the people that died. We had several deaths. And I would say everyone, a lot of people were brave, even that, except for that guy that ran away and he ended up dying. But it was a good episode, though. It wasn't, I don't want to judge it against another episode, but it wasn't, to me, as good as episode 2, last week's episode. It was still good, though. It was just not, my heart wasn't pounding the whole time.
My heart was pounding because I knew one of our main characters was going to die this episode. I didn't know if it was going to be Michonne, if it was going to be Glenn, Rick. You don't never think about Rick dying until the episode make it look like he's about to die. And right. He's like, okay, well, Rick is a goner.
Yeah.
So it was hard to tell who they were going to take out, but I knew they had to take out one of our main characters. And it's just sad that Glenn is the one they took out.
Yeah, like, out of all the people, I would hate for Glenn. Like, he's so nice. He's always kind. He's always willing to help people. And I don't know. I kind of wonder, like, if he didn't bring Nick with him, would that have happened? Or it wasn't inevitable because he was going to be on that trash can no matter what?
Yeah, he was going to be trapped no matter what.
Or maybe he would have went a different way because Nicholas was the one kind of leading the way.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, I don't know.
But then again, I guess Nicholas was going to draw him the map. So, either way, he would have ended up right there.
Maybe. Just never know.
And I was surprised they was on the trash can so long. You know, those walkers so strong.
Right.
You know, I've been thought one of them were going to, I guess, grab the legs of both and pull them off.
Right, yeah.
So, it was only a matter of time. I don't know. Maybe Nicholas saved his life.
Okay. Well, no, Nicholas did. Oh, you mean maybe, you're saying maybe if Glenn's still alive, Nicholas saved his life? Okay.
Maybe he just sacrificed himself. But, you know, you got to sacrifice yourself alive. Like, he just threw his live body out there.
Why? They're still going to eat it. They're still going to eat him, you know? But, well, I mean, that's...
Yeah, but that would have made me, you know, think he was more of a hero.
Man, that's crazy. Let me go jump out there.
You know what, Glenn?
I knew he was going to kill himself.
Tell everybody back home I love him. Just jump out there. They were like, oh, man, this guy's a hero right here.
Right.
But, you know, he shot himself. He did what I like, a punk.
Yeah, no, he did. I mean, Nicholas, I don't know if they did that thinking that he can be redeemed. I already said before, I'm sure I said that he can't be redeemed, in my opinion. Sometimes you just done too much bad shit. Not that I hope someone to die a bad death like that, but...
He could have redeemed himself. If he would have jumped out there, swan dived out in the walkers. I would say, oh, man, yeah, this guy's redeemed.
Okay. All right, and then what's up with Daryl this episode? He seems like he's very invested in Alexandria now.
I think he is. He has a purpose now.
Right. And then even at the end, when he heard that Rick was in trouble, it was kind of like he was deciding, should I go help Rick or should I go back to that mission? And then we see that he ended up going back on the mission with Sasha and Abraham.
Right.
So I like this new Daryl. I want to see more screen time of him. To me right now, they're underusing him. Like, he's a fan favorite. And it doesn't... I don't know. They just haven't been using him lately. He's barely on screen anymore.
I think he would have his episode.
Okay.
I think they're giving everyone their episode, letting us see some things we haven't seen before. Like, you know, they let us see... what's the little girl name?
Which one?
Last episode.
The young girl. Enid.
Eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, they gave us her backstory with some of it.
Right.
I just think they're going to give us pieces and pieces of everybody who's there. Maybe we see how Heath showed up. We're supposed to see how Morgan became the way he is right now.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure we get Daryl's backstory. Not backstory, but get more of Daryl and maybe more of a backstory.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of late to do a backstory for Daryl. It's season 6 with him.
Yeah, but it's never too late. You always find out more about the character.
Okay.
I mean, we know that, you know, he had a brother. His brother was an asshole. His brother died. He was close to his brother. We know that before the apocalypse that he really didn't do shit. He was just living day to day.
Yeah.
But I want to see, you know, just a little more.
Okay.
You know, like how he learned how to shoot that little bow and arrow. I don't know.
All right. But overall, yeah, I would say it was a good episode. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Okay. And of course, we'll watch it a second time, watch it again tomorrow, and take notes and kind of be able to take it all in. And I'm right now, I'm kind of sad and depressed because of the Glenn thing. I really am. I'm trying to like keep it together, but it's just so sad. Like when someone that's so good dies, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from you guys and you guys let us know what you thought of the episode. I'm pretty sure we're all sitting here heartbroken. I might actually go and hurry up and try to watch Talking Dead because I never get to watch it because we're taping. But even Chris Hardwick and during the commercials, he was looking pretty sad. And what's the girl's name? Yvette?
Yeah.
They had her on there. I love her. I love when she's on Talking Dead. So she's on there and she looks sad as hell. Like really, really sad. So I want to hear what they have to say as well. But we would love to hear from you guys. We'll talk about it on the full podcast when we do it tomorrow. So hit us up at dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. And we will discuss your feedback on the podcast. All right. Until then, have a good night. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.